How Well We Rhyme by Harbour Shaw, read by Night Tracer. A Bandom Spider-Man reboot verse crossover. Normally, Brandon likes college. He really does. Empire State University gives him a kick-ass grant. He only has to work two jobs to keep up with the room and board part, which, really, he's totally willing and able to do that, especially because none of them involve blenders. And he gets to play music all day, nearly. And yeah, it's great. It's just that he can't figure out his final composition project, and he has no one to play it for. It's just that Thanksgiving is coming up in 4 weeks, and according to the conversation he just had with his parents, he's not going home. It's just that today, he got back his chemistry midterm, stupid required science credit, and he got a C-, and he's getting the edge of a B- in that class. And if he goes any lower, he'll lose his scholarship. It's just that he doesn't really know anyone that well yet. Damn it, he mutters, scratching a pattern into his desk with his pen. His breath hitches a little, which, he's not crying, he's not. He's just tired. He swallows. The door behind him opens. Hey, B. Peter sounds a little harried, but he nearly always does. His roommate is doing a double major in political science and biology, of all things. And he's working some kind of super time-consuming photography job at the newspaper. Brandon always wants to ask him what Spider-Man is like. The pictures Peter takes are awesome. But he hasn't quite worked out the nerve to do so yet. Hey, Peter, he says. And he's pretty proud of how steady his voice is. He doesn't turn around because he's sure his face isn't. He's not all that good at hiding what he's feeling. That's what got him into trouble in the first place, back home. Apparently you're supposed to look enraptured during services, even if you aren't really feeling it. But apparently, Peter is way more perceptive than Brendan has been giving him credit for, because there's a crash, like he's just dropped a bunch of stuff he was carrying. And before Brendan can turn around and check what happened, Peter is next to him, hand on Brendan's shoulder. What's going on? He says, dark eyes serious. You don't sound so good. Brandon shrugs, tilting his head at the chemistry test on the desk. It's as good an explanation as any. Peter winces. Ouch, he says sympathetically. That's not fun. But like, Brandon, do you need any help in chemistry? Because I can help. I'm, you know, okay at it. You never sleep, Brandon says, shaking his head. It's a nice thought, but obviously Peter is completely delusional. I know you're good at it, dude, but you're never around. When would you have time to help me with my shit? I can make time, Peter says vaguely, and he's still holding onto Brendan's shoulder. I mean, I don't suppose you're going to be around for Thanksgiving. You're probably going home, but we'll just make time when you get back. Brendan swallows, poking at the desk again. No, I'll be here. I'm not, like, not going home. They are talking every now and then. Brendan doesn't think his parents are quite at the point where they'd want him back for a big family holiday. Too many opportunities for conflict. Shit, that sucks. Peter ruffles his hair. He obviously has no idea why Brendan can't go home. Probably thinks it's a money thing. Still, you can come to mine. My Aunt May cooks a mean turkey, and I can drill you on covalent bonds. It'll be all kinds of fun. Like it's nothing, inviting Brendan into his home. He can't even bring himself the joke about the chemistry tutoring because he thought he'd be eating in the school cafeteria and then hanging out by himself in his room, so like, thanks, he says, looking up at Peter. And there's a moment when he isn't sure, when he thinks maybe. He takes a breath, and Peter smiles, squeezing his arm a little before letting go. Anything for my roommate, he grins at Brendan. Feeling better? It's like Peter actually wants to know. Brendan tries on a smile. Little bit, yeah, he says. Come on, Peter says. And then he does one of those split-second moves, and he is suddenly standing by the door. I passed my Intro to Political Theory midterm movies. He holds up Fargo, and then he holds up Aladdin. You love me. You really love me. Brendan deadpans, and something flashes in Peter's eyes. You're all right, I guess, he says. He climbs on his bed, beckoning Brendan to join him. We're eating all the chocolate and watching all the, well, Two movies, right now. He sets up the laptop, sliding in the first movie. Brendan pulls himself up to sit next to Peter, hesitating a little, before Peter extends an arm and rolls his eyes at him. And what is Brendan supposed to say to that, really? Peter's arm around him feels good. Too good. But Brendan can't really say no. He feels so safe, like this. And he knows Peter hasn't really fixed anything. But he feels less alone. Like maybe it'll be all right. Like he can share stuff that matters. "Hey, if you want, I'll play what I've got to my final project later," he says softly, glancing up at Peter. "I need some input." Peter smiles, this shy, bright smile that always makes Brendan's heart clench a little. "That'd be awesome," he says. "Now, watch the movie." The end. Thanks for listening.